Well, ladies, welcome back to the table. Glad you could stick with us for our Bible study segment. Our teacher, Connie Stampfel, is here. Hey, Connie, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We are in First Peter and Chapter 2. Get those kind of mixed up a little bit. But, Connie, what is today's theme for today's lesson?
Well, we're going to be talking more about Jesus Christ, that cornerstone, and we're going to see the distinction between those who either accept him as God's salvation or those who reject him.
Well, and again, ladies, the study guide is right on our website, naomistable.com. And of this one, if you're looking for it, lesson number 11, the title of it is Honor for Believers, Stumbling for Unbelievers. And why don't I start by just reading the two verses that we're going to have today, verses 7 and 8 in chapter 2 there, and then Connie will teach. It says this, "Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, and the stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for."
All right. So we find out that, again, my version, which is ESV, says the honor is for you who believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. And so we see again that the distinction between believers who've come to understand who Jesus Christ is, they've repented of their sins, they're trusting in him for the salvation he brings, but then we also have others that reject him. And here it talks of the builders rejecting him, and this is a reference to Psalm 118, verses 22 to 23. And we find that Jesus, when he taught and during his life on earth, actually applied this psalm to a specific situation with some of the Jewish leaders, and that is in Matthew 21, verses 42 to 44. And I'm going to have Amy read it because it's going to help explain what's going on here in 1 Peter.
Okay, it says, "And Jesus said to them, have you never read in the scriptures, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits. And the one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces. And when it falls on anyone, it will crush him."
All right. And so Jesus took this same psalm that Peter is using here, and he's explaining that the Jewish leaders and the people of the Jewish nation who rejected him were actually being extraordinarily foolish, because they were taking the precious cornerstone, the salvation that coming through the Messiah, Jesus Christ himself, and rejecting what God had chosen. And that cornerstone or capstone is again the only way our salvation comes to us. And for the Jewish leaders to reject him, or for anyone actually today to reject him, that's the height of foolishness. Yeah. And we also find that not only that stone that they reject also becomes to them a stone of stumbling. And throughout Scripture, when we talk about stumbling, it usually means sin. And so they trip up over the truth of who Jesus Christ is, and they reject the only way of means of salvation they have. And so it's something that is, it's not good, because really, as we consider about it, the truth of who Jesus Christ is and what he's done, that is the one thing in all of eternity that each and every person needs to make, you know, to base their life on. Either you reject Jesus Christ, or if the gospel's been presented to you, you come to faith in him. And what a picture of this being a stone that kind of divides everything in all of eternity. Because then it says, and it's a rock of offense. And that truly speaks to Jesus Christ being a rock of judgment against sin. And in the Psalms, it talked about that rock then falling on people and crushing them. And so again, we come around to the idea that Jesus Christ is the pivotal point in all of history. And his cross is the most important thing that's ever happened in all the world. We need to carefully consider, you know, what we're doing with this stone. If you've heard the gospel, you need to yourself choose whether or not you will submit to the Lord, repent of your sin, and respond to him. One way that we see this carried out is, again, illustrated is in Acts chapter 4, verses 8 to 12, where Peter, after a confrontation with the Jewish leaders after Jesus' resurrection, he and John had just healed a man who'd been crippled, and then he had a response to them where he pointed out that, again, Jesus Christ, that cornerstone, was the one that they were stumbling over. So, Amy, if you would read that, please.
All right. It says, "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, 'Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to the people of Israel that the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you've crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under the heavens given among men by which we must be saved.'"
Okay. Peter stated it extraordinarily clearly right then. Accept or reject Jesus. He's the only one by whom we may be saved. And then we know that many of those Jewish leaders did reject Jesus. And as Peter writes at the end of verse 8 here in our study, they stumble because they disobey the word, which is the same as rejecting God's word. If you do not trust God, if you do not obey him, that is rejection of God. You're saying, in effect, I know better than you, and I'm going to do things my way. And then it says, as they were destined to do. And truly, in Scripture, we've got two truths that are completely true, but our minds don't quite understand with our limited ability. And one is that God chooses his own. And also that we as humans have complete responsibility for what we do with Jesus Christ, because the verse just talked about they chose to disobey the word. And so we need to just keep those true truths in mind. And yeah. Peter's going to call us to account for our obedience, but he's also calling unbelievers to account for their rejection of Jesus Christ. A beautiful truth in Scripture with that, though, is if God has chosen us and we've come to understand Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are kept by him.
Yes.
We will never be lost. And so that's a beautiful thing. We need to make sure that we just continue to be in his word and grow and show in our lives by the power of the Holy Spirit that he's called us and we are his daughters.
Yes. Well, Connie, one of the verses that you have here that you've marked to read, I love this in Isaiah. It comes, ladies, from chapter 8, verses 14 and 15, and it says, "And he will become a sanctuary and a stone of offense and a rock of stumbling to both houses of Israel, a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many shall stumble on it. They shall fall and be broken. They shall be snared and taken." And so there are a lot of verses throughout Scripture, Old and New Testament, referring to Jesus as the stone.
Yes, yes. And we can see even just in this short passage in Peter, we've talked about Jesus, the living stone and the precious cornerstone and chosen by God. And then this stone of offense or the stone people stumble over. So yeah, an important concept and one that actually I think God is gracious to give us word pictures because we can see that in our minds in a way.
Oh, he is gracious indeed. And ladies, we hope that this helped bless you and helped increase your understanding. There is so much more in the study guide today as you ponder all of these verses that Connie has laid out. So if you have a study group or if you just want to do this on your own, go and look these verses up and then ponder the assignment questions. You can find that under the Bible Studies tab today at NaomiStable.com. Nancy and I are going to be back in just a moment to talk more about what you just heard, and we will do that in just a moment.